Hello, welcome to this special edition of The Read Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 10th, 2017. I'm joined today at Nareit's headquarters in Washington, D.C. by Tim Crowley, Managing Director with Crystal & Company, Stephen Kelly, Director with Crystal & Company, and Howard Sider, Underwriting Manager with Arch Insurance Group. They're going to talk with us about enhancements to the Nareit Directors and Officers Liability Insurance Program, commonly known as the Nareit D&O Insurance Program. My first question is for Steve Kelly. Steve, can you give us an overview of the Nareit D&O Insurance Program and its history?
Thanks, Alan. Crystal & Company has been working with Nareit, developing the Nareit D&O Program for over 25 years. We've been working with Nareit to develop REIT-specific coverage for the specific needs of the Nareit membership. Crystal works alongside with a A-plus rated carrier and a dedicated, experienced team of underwriters, brokers, and claim specialists, delivering a broad policy with a stable carrier.
And Tim, in establishing the updated language, what was the due diligence process behind creating the new product to give Nareit members the most value?
Thanks, Alan. At the end of 2016, the Crystal and Arch teams gathered together to identify ways in which we continue to support the REIT members and enhance the value to the directors and officers and the REITs themselves. Through this process, we identified a way to add that value would be to upgrade and enhance the scope of coverage afforded under the existing product through an enhanced endorsement to the directors and officers liability insurance policy. The last time we did this process was in 2015, and we thought it would be a good idea to update that language to correspond with the most contemporary claims trends and alternative products available in the insurance marketplace. From that point, at REITWise in March of 2017, we met with the insurance committee on behalf of Nareit and outlined our plan for developing this further enhanced product. Through the next few weeks and months, we together analyzed the existing scope of coverage and identified further ways to enhance the terms and conditions of the policy, and then began manuscripting the desired intent of coverage with the Arch team to generate the agreed upon breadth of insurance. At that point, we then prepared and summarized our findings with the Nareit team and went over those items with their outside counsel. Through further discussion and due diligence, we then went back to the Arch team for their commitment and authorization of that language. Through a few other rounds of back and forth and additional levels of scrutiny, we ultimately were able to prepare a final draft language in the summer of 2017 and are pleased to announce that we've started quoting and utilizing the updated enhancement endorsement beginning in September of 2017.
In your view, Howard, what are some of the key benefits of the endorsement to Nareit's members?
Thanks, Alan. First and foremost, we use this process as a way of streamlining the coverage enhancements granted to Nareit members to make the policy more user-friendly. In the 2017 version of the Nareit enhancement endorsement, we standardized coverage for items like aiding and abetting in an M&A situation, class certification event study costs, books and records costs, which are offered as a sublimit within the derivative demand investigation cost sublimit, state amendatory inconsistency language, and liberalization language. In addition to the items just mentioned, some of the other enhancements provided to the Nareit membership in this version of the endorsement include expanding the definition of loss by removing the qualifier that plaintiff's attorney's fees be as part of a derivative suit, narrowing the BIPD and ERISA exclusions, and cutting the period in which defense costs would be advanced to 45 days. Overall, we think the new endorsement shows the membership that we're committed to providing enhanced and user-friendly coverage even in the face of a tough claims environment.
And lastly, Tim, since the launch of the endorsement, what has been the feedback from Nareit's members?
Since we began quoting and binding policies inclusive of the new updated enhancement endorsement, we have received very positive feedback from the Nareit membership, the REITs themselves, the directors and officers, and their outside counsels when necessary. Looking forward to upcoming renewals, we've already started outlining the key benefits of the new endorsement language and have received further positive feedback from the REIT membership, their directors and officers and counsel, as they look forward to enhancing the scope of coverage at their upcoming policy anniversary dates.
All right, Steve, Tim, and Howard, thanks for joining us. And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.